Welcome to the DEI Uncorked podcast, where we look inside the bottle and inside Winebo at its diversity, equity, and inclusion. We are going to get curious, ask questions, and learn from each other. So let's get started. Hello, everybody. I am Nisa Anderson. I'm the sales administrator in California. And today is a little bit of a special episode, and I'm still here with Brian Cole. Hey, Brian, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you, Nisa?
Good.
Good. My name's Brian Cole. I'm the director of fleet services here in Illinois. And like Nisa said, we do have a little bit of a special podcast with the holidays around the corner. So we've got a couple fresh names on this podcast, and we got somebody that is a returner for our podcast. I'm going to pass on an introduction to Shauna Harvey. Shauna, if you want to introduce yourself.
Sure. I was hoping by now everybody would know who I was and I didn't have to do an introduction, but for kicks and giggles, I'll say I'm Shauna Harvey, a senior regional HR manager for the East Coast, as well as I have the privilege of leading this DEI initiative for the company. And so with that being said, I'm so happy to have Faith joining us today, not from her car, and I'm going to pass it over to her so she can give a little introduction.
Hi, I'm Faith Proedo, and I am the regional manager for Winebo Imports in Pennsylvania, and I'm so happy to be here. And I'm now going to pass the baton over to Jennifer.
Hi, everyone. I am happy to be here as well. Jennifer Breedlove, portfolio manager for Georgia.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, team. So, and just to let you guys know, this is minus one person, the DEI Uncorked Podcast Committee. So we are the ones that round up all the ideas and put this together. And we're a small but mighty crew. And we thought it'd be special this time around, since it is the holidays, that we would talk about a few holiday items and let you guys get to know us better. So the first question I have for the team, and I will go last since I'll ask the question. The first question I have for the team is, what are you thankful for? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
So on the heels of Thanksgiving and being a part of this amazing initiative, I am grateful for quite a few things, actually. As it relates to DEI, I think I'm most grateful for the strides that we've made over the course of the past 2 years. This was no small undertaking. And so just to see the accomplishments that we've made over the past 2 years is tremendous, and it makes my heart happy. Some of the highlights of the things that make me feel warm and fuzzy is this podcast, for one. I love my Uncorked family and us coming together to come up with ideas to present material for the podcast. I'm loving the fact that we've expanded to various platforms like Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon Music, Podcast Index. Am I bragging? I hope I'm not bragging, but I'm so excited.
You can brag away.
I just love the fact that we've been able to do that and to extend our reach even beyond the wonderful inside world of Winebo. I'm also grateful for the launch of the mentorship program that has started as a pilot. We're well within the trenches now, and we're going to be coming upon us an exciting time with the mentorship, where we learn from our experience through the pilot, and we're able to cultivate and create some new experiences for it as we launch it out company-wide. And then really, and I truly sincerely mean this, and I hope you can feel my sincerity in it, I am so grateful for you all. I'm grateful for anyone who has raised their hand to commit to the DEI initiative and stuck with it from the beginning to now. I'm excited and thankful for the people that will come in the future. We're going to be doing some extensions of asking people if they're interested in joining. So I'm hopeful and thankful in advance for the people that will join us on this journey. And I think I could go on and on, but I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic to someone. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next. That's a tough act to follow, Shauna, and very respectful words. And, you know, I would echo those same sentiments as well. First, you know, typically with Thanksgiving had just passed, typically my family, we go around the whole table and we ask what we're thankful for. Most things that come up, of course, thankful for, you know, friends, family, your health and everything like that. But as it relates to Winebow and DEI, you know, I couldn't be more thankful for being part of this team. The leadership, the buy-in, and, you know, just a couple of years ago when I was invited to join the team, and as an organization to see us start an initiative such as DEI, the buy-in and the investment from our senior leadership team, all the way down to our frontline employees that are thankful and willing to volunteer into this process. I'm really thankful that, you know, I'm continuing to be able to be part of this group and see some of the progress that we've made. It's really fantastic that we now, a couple of years later, have still seen dedicated individuals with the company continuing on this process. And, you know, I love it. And to see where we're at in the podcast alone, we're now, I think this is our 11th recording of our podcast. And to see some of all the other groups and the progress that they've made, it's really amazing to see kind of our early beginnings to now where we're at. And continue to see that posted on our Winebow webpage. So I'm just really glad to see again how the progress has been made from our early humble beginnings to now where we are in a successful transition on you know how we've come along in our progress. So thank you. I guess let's pass this on to Faith, kind of going in order.
Oh my goodness. You guys stripped me down to nothing here. I'm just so thankful for all the things that you all said. I mean, I've been in this industry for 25 years. When I first started out, I was one of three women in the industry in Philadelphia. So when our company decided to create a DEI program, I was clamoring to get to be part of it. And I was so excited when I got the email from Shauna that I was accepted to be part of this committee. And I was really so grateful and overjoyed to be part of the education, because I believe education is power. And when we got to be able to decide to do this podcast, I wasn't really like, didn't want to be on like the front lines. Like, thankfully, Nisa and Brian have been such big voices, and Nisa's taken so much time out of her personal life to do all of the recordings and doing all the techno stuff behind the scenes. I mean, I couldn't look for a better group of people to be part of something that is so so important to me in my heart, like bringing diversity to this industry, to our company, understanding. I mean, we've done so many cool podcasts. One of Jennifer's friends was on one of our previous podcasts. I mean, I didn't even really have the knowledge of how little I knew about what it was like to be deaf in our community. I mean, down to the fact that I didn't even know Teams had closed captioning. So, I mean, every one of these podcasts that I've been on the background of, I've learned so much, and I just feel super grateful to be part of this group. I'm so grateful that Winebow has decided to embrace this program, and that I can put my name down to say that I'm part of it. And on my signature at Winebow, there's the cool little diversity DEI stamp. And every time I send an email off and I see that, I just get a little warm fuzzy. So thank you. Thank you, Team Winebow, Team Podcast. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm humbled by all of you and your commitment. And now, Jennifer, our newest member to our committee. Lay it on us, Jennifer.
Awesome. What you got? Thank you, Faith. Everyone took everything I was going to say, but it sounds like that's what is truly impactful about this program. I'm going to start off by just kind of saying what I'm thankful for about Winebow in general. Thankful for my team. I have such a great team led by Gina, and we all work so well together, and we have each other's backs. We share a nice little text thread where we support each other, you know, a lot of memes and gifts and jokes, but it brings levity to our day to day. And just generally people that care about their jobs and take pride in what they do in every aspect of the organization. But as far as DEI goes, it's such an important thing to me personally, and to be a part of an organization that prioritizes it is very, very important to me, that I have shared values with the company that I work for. And the things that I'm learning, like you were saying, Faith, my friend of 20 plus years, I didn't even know some of the things that I learned on that podcast. So what I'm learning when working with this part of Winebow and the DEI committee is adding value to my life and awareness to my life outside of, you know, my day-to-day job, which is super important. I mean, these are times that are, it's really important that we come together and understand each other. And I'm learning a tremendous amount, and just getting to work with people like everyone on this team and people on the larger committee that I wouldn't necessarily have come across every day, or I might not have met you, Faith, or Nisa or Brian. And it's really great to be able to work with all of you. And I think we have a lot of fun too. I mean, we were on this call, 15 minutes prior to starting the podcast, kind of joking around with each other. So that's what I'm thankful for. So I love this, this different podcast that we're doing today. So thank you so much for letting me be involved.
Thank you, Jennifer. We love having you as a new part of the team. And by the way, everybody, Jennifer is our new transcript queen. She is taking all of these podcasts now and transcribing them. And that is a big undertaking, actually. So thank you very much for your impact on that. It is phenomenal. I'm thankful, again, like you guys said, for this group, for the DEI committee as is. I've always been someone who wanted to, you know, really get, you know, equality, equity out there in the world. And it's really nice to try to be a part of that. And I'm just honored to be a part of that in our company. And thankful for this group, thankful for getting to know people across the country. Jennifer, like you said, I love getting to know people from the different states, the different cultures that everybody has, and learning from everybody. And I have definitely had some experiences on these podcasts where I have learned a lot and have educated myself. And that knowledge is super impactful to me and my life. And I'm thankful that I can take this and tell the people locally that I like, hey, listen to my podcast. Hopefully that helps me educate them and helps us educate them. Right. So it's really fun to be a part of something and hopefully get other people excited to be a part of it. And I'm thankful to have this opportunity. So yeah, that's what I'm thankful for.
Did you guys happen to see the artwork that was sent to all the locations? Did you see that?
Yes. Yeah. It's in our break room in California.
I love it. I'm hoping that we could start a tradition where we get all the people that are part of the DEI committees at a certain point to get around that DEI artwork and take a picture. And then we can post it all over the corkboard. I think that would be a cool tradition to start. And so speaking of traditions, I was wondering, with the holidays just around the corner, we have Hanukkah coming, we have Christmas coming. Are there any traditions that you have in your personal families that you do during the holidays that you would like to share with us?
Well, I'll drink it first.
Okay.
Well,
we crack open a bottle of rosé on Christmas morn. That's how we start the holiday. Rosé all day.
I like that.
That's a good choice.
Brian,
so
sparkling.
My family,
sparkling.
So my family, for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, we have stuff called fake Thanksgiving and fake Christmas, where we're getting a majority of the family together, not on the real day of Thanksgiving or on the real day of Christmas. We get everybody together And we celebrate those holidays. But then on the actual day of Thanksgiving or the actual day of Christmas, that's when we have kind of like our immediate family get together and celebrate the holidays. So we're able to get all of the siblings, the aunts, uncles, everybody together on the fake Thanksgiving and the fake Christmas. But then everybody else kind of does their own thing. So you're still able to celebrate the holiday, but it may not necessarily be on that exact day. So it's nice to be able to get together, spend time with the family, play games, and have some fun. But when it comes down to kind of the real day, everybody tends to go off and do their own thing. So it's nice to be able to have that kind of intimacy with your immediate family. So that's a fun tradition we do every year.
I love that. That's pretty cool.
What about you, and Shauna?
So it's weird because we've had some family changes in the dynamics. We've had sons and daughters get married and go off and have their own families. And so I was like, what do you mean you're not spending Christmas with us? What do you mean you're going to the in-laws and not spending Christmas with us? So what we've decided to do, and this dates back a couple of years, is that we get together on Christmas Eve. And so we all wear matching pajamas. We do our family matching pajama shoot. We eat. And then that takes us almost up to midnight. And then we open gifts. And then everybody goes home. And I just spend the Christmas day with the immediate family and the littles that still live with me.
Awesome. That's interesting about the Christmas Eve. That reminds me of my husband. So my last name's Anderson. That is a Swedish name. I married into it. I'm not Swedish. But one thing that's very different from what we do here in the United States in Sweden is they always celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve. And Christmas Day is really kind of, Shauna, what you said, kind of eating the leftovers and relaxing and, you know, that sort of thing. So it's really Christmas Eve that's the big thing in Sweden. And that's actually where you get the term smorgasbord. It really comes from Christmas Day because they just put a bunch of stuff out and that's where the smorgasbord comes from. And you just go to town. But
that's a learn something moment.
Yeah, there you go. Here in the United States, since he's away from his family in Sweden, we usually celebrate Christmas with my family on Christmas Day. And then on Christmas Eve, usually my husband and I will have a little mini, some Swedish food Christmas on Christmas Eve. To kind of help celebrate it for him and keep that tradition alive. So that's something fun we do here. Yeah, so that's a little bit of a different
schnitzel. Type. What do you eat?
What kind of food schnitzel? Do you eat?
Well, there's one. So they have a Julskinka, which is basically a Christmas ham. Instead of the sweet honey bake that we're used to here in the United States, it's more of a breaded and salty ham. That they use. And then one of my favorite things is called doppelgryton, which is dip in the pot, directly translated. But it's basically like a really dense, like kind of rye bread that you take the juices from the ham and you make like a au jus or something like that. I'm not saying the right term, but and you take the bread and you make soggy bread. Basically, you like soak the bread in the juice and then you put that on your plate. And so you have like the ham, scalloped potatoes, the dip in the pot. And of course, you know, we typically will do some Swedish meatballs and lingonberries and gravy and that sort of thing. So it is delicious.
That sounds awesome.
Now I'm getting hungry.
What do you drink with it? What do you drink? What Winebo product will you be drinking on Christmas Eve with your smorgasbord?
You know, I probably a Barolo.
You better make it an import.
Italian. I'm going to probably do a Barolo, I think, this year round.
All right.
Or actually, I have a really nice bottle of Catena, Argentino, that I was gifted. So maybe that.
Delicious.
Jennifer, what about you?
Oh, I have so many things running through my mind right now. And yes, I'm getting hungry. So it's funny because talking about doing this and I don't think I have any traditions that aren't normal, but then what is normal is to your family. Right. So that kind of goes along with the whole DEI thing. That there are so many different cultures and things that in the holidays. So Thanksgiving, we usually just do the turkey dressing, that kind of thing. And I have a very small family. It's just me, my mom, my dad, my grandmother, and a brother and his kids, which usually end up doing the in-law thing, Shauna. So it's, and then Christmas, we will do Christmas Eve, we'll go to Mass. And then we wake up Christmas morning. Thankfully, I'm thankful for the fact that I don't have to get up early on Christmas morning. We head over to my brother's house and have breakfast with the kids later in the day after they've done their Santa. And then we have lasagna because my sister-in-law is Italian. And the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, we do the pork and we do, it's all around food. Obviously, we do the pork and the collard greens and the black eyed peas for luck. And so it seems pretty much standard to me. I don't have any, I guess I'm just kind of British, like English.
See, that's interesting. You say normal and you say collard greens and black eyed peas. I've never seen that on a holiday table in California.
I'll talk about it then. And the tradition is on New Year's Eve, you have a pork tenderloin, you have black eyed peas, and you have collard greens, right, Shauna? And the pork tenderloin, I don't know what that's is for, but the collard greens are for money. So money going into the new year, and the black eyed peas are for luck. And you put a dime in the black eyed peas, and whoever gets the dime obviously is going to have good luck. So that's kind of like to start off the new year. I guess that is a Southern thing. Yeah. So we have all that. And then I have some Jewish friends that invite me over for Hanukkah, or maybe I invited myself over. So I get to learn about that and celebrate that. And it's awesome.
Excellent.
How about you, Faith?
Other than the rosé.
I mean, I do Thanksgiving at my house. I host. And so it's like a week of planning. And I always host that in Philadelphia. And then my best friend's birthday is on Christmas Eve. So every Christmas Eve, I celebrate her birthday with her and her family. And then usually on Christmas, my husband and I either run around or we just stay home and we make spadini and we make lobster fra diavola and hang out in our pajamas and drink.
Awesome.
And then on New Year's, it's different every year, depending on sometimes he falls asleep and sometimes we go up to the Poconos and party. So one time I spent New Year's Eve after working up in Pine Brook at midnight in the snow in the hot tub with a bottle of Laurent Perrier. So, you know, there's not really a tradition, although I wouldn't mind doing that every year.
There you go.
Yeah, but I love the holidays. I'm a pretty happy holiday person. I don't get down by the holidays. I do have some friends that get down by them, so I'm always trying to invite everybody that I know to wherever I'm going.
Love that.
Yeah. I'm a pretty joyful holiday person. I like doing all the, I don't like to wrap a gift, but I love to give gifts. So, you know, it might come in a paper bag. You get a cool gift, not very fancy wrapping.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Is there anything else anybody wants to share with the world of Winebow?
I'll say something funny. This is Jennifer again. My grandmother, Southern Baptist, does not drink. So we used to take her home and then start our drinks. But then we would always have like something in the coffee. So, but at this point, now we don't even care. We're just like, you know what? This is what we do. So yeah, we start in the morning. We have, you know, whether it's Bailey's or, you know, a little Irish coffee kind of thing. Ooh. So that's definitely part of the day.
That reminds me, my Italian family, so I'm half Italian, half Portuguese is my heritage or my ethnicity. And my Italian family has a tradition of making a Tom and Jerry. And actually, speaking of some Winebow products,
what's a Tom and Jerry?
If your state carries Terra Nova, Haas, then you have this product. It's called White Christmas. It's a rum and brandy mixture. And our family uses that. In fact, my aunt and uncle, I swear, buy out, like, every time it gets in a liquor store, I have to tell my aunt and uncle where it's at because they will go and run and get it so they can make their Tom and Jerry's. Basically, it's you take whipped egg whites and you actually whip up egg yolks as well, separate them And then you warm milk and you whip those two things together. And then you take the egg yellows and you mix it together with the rum and brandy. And then you pour the rum and brandy mixture into a cup, and then the hot milk. And then you top it with the whipped egg whites, and then you sprinkle the top with nutmeg. So it's like a really, it's like a hot, in some ways it's sort of eggnoggy, but I guess it's like more of the direct thing. It's really good. So that's a fun alcohol beverage tradition in my family. We always start the morning off with Tom and Jerry's.
You'll have to send that recipe to all of us.
Well, it's going to be on here now, so we're going to transcribe it. So not only are we saying what we're thankful for, we're providing everyone at Winebow with a recipe for...
Maybe I'll put the recipe along with the transcription at the bottom of the transcription. Yeah, I'll actually type out the recipe. There we go. All right. Anything else anyone wants to share? Thank you, guys.
Peace on earth, Winebow.
Absolutely. Happy holidays to everybody. Peace on earth. Here's to a great new coming year for Winebow, for this committee, not just the podcast, but for the whole DEI committee. Looking forward to seeing all the strides that we have ahead of us.
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Stay safe and healthy, everybody.
Remember, Winebow, your voice matters. This is your platform for the world of Winebow. Who do you want to hear from, or what topic would you like us to discuss next? Reach out to any DEI member and let us know. This is the DEI Uncorked Holiday Podcast. Let's continue to look inside.